perspective on the impacts of spills. We have to recognize that while some things are coated heavily in the initial release of an oil spill, and there can be that impact, but in the long term, if we look at all of the spills over the last 10, 15, 20 years, there has never been a significant long-term impact that has been documented as a result of a spill. If we have an open ocean condition, we have a natural capability of the oceans to revive itself, and that in this case as well, I think we should recognize the potential for spillage is low, and that even if there was one, the ability of the oceans and the shorelines to recover is there. I'd be happy to answer any questions that perhaps you care to direct on spill cleanup as well as impact.
Here we go. One word said.
Yeah, Madam Chairman, I just have a comment to make here. I sit on the Oil and Gas Committee, and I sat through about 2 hours of testimony on this bill there, and sat through part of yesterday's testimony and today's, and it's getting very close time. We need to go to the floor, and I don't want to cut anybody off or limit testimony, but I think we need to get a motion on the table here, and I would move that we pass House Joint Resolution number 31 from the committee with individual recommendations.
Representative Sun, I believe we're running out of time, too, and I don't want to cut anybody off from testimony. What are the wishes of the committee? Are there any objections to that motion? Hearing none.
Tell me, tell her.
Mm-hmm. Are there objections to the motion? Hearing none. We can continue taking testimony if people in Anchorage still want to testify, and then we do have the motion on the floor. I'll intend to move it out as close as we get to 10 o'clock. I'm going to take action on the motion, but I still would like to take testimony. Representative Thompson.
I have a question for Mr. Allen, Madam Chairman. You've been involved in technology of oil spills for 17 years, I believe you said. I'm curious in that time how much the technology has improved, and more importantly, how much you feel it will improve in the next 10 years.
Major contributions have really been made in the last 10 years. It was a little bit slow moving out from the Santa Barbara spill in development. However, within 5 to 6 years after that, we began to see some very significant improvements. In Alaska here, in the last 5 to 6 years, we have seen orders of magnitude, if I can put numbers on it, improvements in the spill cleanup. We do see equipment now that can survive out there and clean up oil in 6 to 8 foot seas, and millions of dollars of committed resources on the part of the industry in all of these areas. So it is significant, especially in the last 5 to 10 years.
How much do you feel it will improve in the next 5 or 10 years?
Being involved in a lot of the research right now to develop more equipment, I would say that it will continue to improve. We're looking at lasers now for igniting oil spills on the surface of the sea and much more sophisticated skimmers. However, my feeling is that right now we have adequate cleanup response capability if we realize, and I wish we had the time right now to pursue it, but if we realize what the full range of options are. Unfortunately, most of the comments have all been aimed at mechanical cleanup. Once seas get to 3 or 4 foot in height, then we're moving into other options for response and not mechanical cleanup.
I, for one, would be interested in more information on cleanup capability and what prospects are for improved technology. But I have to tell you that at the moment, if your capability is limited to 6 to 8 foot seas, that would be an exceptionally calm day in Bristol Bay.
Yes, that's correct, and I guess I didn't make my point clear enough. There are other options in the range of conditions that are beyond 6 to 8 foot seas. And in fact, those are very, very favorable conditions for working with dispersants and natural degradation as well. And there are certain burning techniques that can also be employed in heavy seas.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Allen. We'll go on to Patrick Rumley.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Morning. My name is Patrick Rumley, and I'm speaking on my own behalf, as well as on behalf, I believe, believe those the last and two will be in the job market during the critical period of potential oil production decline during the 1990s. I believe the point's been made earlier. I'll just reemphasize the point that by suggesting and recommending a 10-year moratorium or delay in the carrying out of this lease sale, we're not just talking about a 10-year delay or a 10-year suspension of exploration in this area. We're talking about a 25-year delay in that it takes anywhere between 8 and 14 years from the date of a lease sale or actual production to occur, and that's taking into account all the various hoops that you have to go through in order to permit both exploration and production activities in a lease sale area. Another point that I'd like to make is that there's been much talk about studies, the need for additional studies, and I applaud at least the state and I believe the United Fishermen of Alaska efforts to quantify the studies or the data gaps that exist, and I would be very interested to see, at least on the part of both sides, I'd like to see a comparison of the data gaps that exist or allegedly exist and the amount of information or amount of studies that have already been done to date that might fill those data gaps. It's I'll admit my bias. I don't know for certain, but I believe that there have been more than enough studies to fill the data gaps that are perceived by those who have brought them up. I believe that if we took into account all the information that has already been gathered, not only in the area in question, but in other areas around the world that are similar in weather conditions and sea conditions to the area in question, that many of the questions, if not most of the questions, would be answered. Another point about studies is I found it very frustrating that there was a point made earlier by one of the speakers that citing various studies that have been made on particular points about spill control and identifying that there are different answers. Well, my question I put rather rhetorically is, if studies have already been done which provide us different answers, what will additional studies do other than provide additional answers which will in turn lead us to require more studies? I believe that if we can justify a 10-year moratorium now, we'll be able to justify it just as easily 10 years from now, and I don't find that acceptable. I would like to summarize and close by reaffirming my support for the lease sale and my objection to the House joint resolution, which has been proposed by certain members of the legislature. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your testimony. At this time, I'm going to have to close down public testimony. Members here have to get up to the session. The participants in Anchorage that want to send in their testimony, they can do so, and we'll get that to members of the Special Committee on Oil and Gas and the Health Resources Committee members, hopefully before the resolution gets to the floor. At this time, there's a motion before us to move the bill out of committee. There were no objections. I'd like to ask if there's no objections again. And hearing none, HGR 31 is moved out of committee with individual recommendations. And at this time, I'm going to close down the committee. House Resources adjourned.